Staff at the Maine Public Utilities Commission last night recommended approval of Central Maine Power's proposal to build a 145-mile transmission line through western Maine. It's not the final decision, but nevertheless, it's a boost for the project and something of a blow for its opponents. Well, Maine Public's Fred Bever joins us now for a first look at the latest developments around what's been a controversial plan. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Jennifer.
Okay, so Fred, give us the headline.
High-level analysts at the commission say the billion-dollar project's potential benefits for Maine outweigh its costs.
Okay, so this project obviously is going to bring hydroelectricity from Canada through Maine, and it's supposed to provide enough energy for 1 million homes, but in Massachusetts, right? So Massachusetts is buying the electricity. So what is in this deal for Maine?
So these civil service staffers write that the big slug of renewable energy would reduce electricity costs, improve the reliability and diversity of the state's energy supply, and help the state to meet its greenhouse gas reduction goals by displacing fossil fuel energy production. Essentially, they've accepted arguments from CMP and project supporters, such as energy-intensive paper mills and shipmakers, supporters who believe the project would put a brake on electricity costs in Maine. Here's Central Maine Power spokesman John Carroll.
Today's report squarely addresses the questions that have been raised in the course of this proceeding, and it confirms that the project will provide environmental and economic benefits for Maine and Maine people.
The commission staff did do some reality checking, too, though. While backers are touting some $258 million worth of economic incentives that CMP would provide to the state, that is doled out over 40 years, and the staff pegged the present-day value as, at most, $82 million.
So you've mentioned some of the purported benefits of the project, but obviously there's another side to that. There's been significant opposition. What does the staff say about those potential costs or harms that could come from the project?
They actually have a fairly stern critique of the project's effects on scenic and recreation resources around the 53-mile corridor that the project would clear through western Maine. They call it a significant and detrimental impact on scenic resources and the associated economy. And they write that CMP showed a, quote, unsettling disregard for some people in the host communities.
And that, how did you say it, unsettling disregard doesn't outweigh the benefit of the project?
Not from the staff's view. They write that the values that would be compromised are localized and not as significant as the broader energy market benefits that the project would produce.
It's been kind of an emotional issue for a lot of folks on the other side of this. And how are opponents reacting to the report?
Stiff upper lip, brave face. Here's Sandra Howard of Say No to the Corridor.
There is nothing in this report that changes the facts that this transmission corridor is a bad deal for Maine, and it's deeply unpopular. The people of Maine have told the PUC loud and clear that they don't want the corridor.
And it's important to note that just because staff makes a recommendation, that doesn't mean that the three public utilities commissioners will actually accept it.
All right, so what now? What's next for the process?
Parties to the case have 10 days to respond to the staff recommendation. After that, a final decision by the commissioners could come pretty quick, by May.
So that's coming up pretty fast. And then is that it? Is it a done deal after that?
No, there are several other permits that CMP must win to get the project going. That includes one more narrowly focused on environmental issues. The State Department of Environmental Protection opens hearings on that Monday in Farmington. And Jennifer, I'd just like to mention, you can go online to mainepublic.org for a link to the staff report that was released last night. It's really a pretty good primer on the issues here and a window on the way that energy regulators think.
And only 162 pages long, something to read over a very big cup of coffee, perhaps, this morning. Thanks, Fred.
You bet, Jennifer.